Right, it's Alan over here from Radio Way, and we're down at the Living Well Week launch event at Abbey Fields in Chertsey. And we have what would you call these?
These are steel drums.
Steel drums. Steel drums. And what's your name?
Derek.
Derek. And whereabouts are you from?
So we're from Croydon.
Okay, and what's your group?
So our group is called Pandemic Steel Orchestra.
Okay, and how long have you been doing?
We started our band in 2007.
Okay.
So 11 years.
Oh, well, right, okay. Yeah. So you know all about playing the drums,
well,
yeah?
As good as I can be, yeah.
So we're standing in front of these quite sort of shiny drums, and they're really originally based on an oil drum, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So the one we're standing in front of here is a tenor pan. So this one is a lead pan. So you think of any song, the main part, the melody to any song, that's what this pan will play. So we have a range of instruments that we have here. So we've got double seconds, double guitars, not the string one, but it's a pan equivalent,
okay.
Bass drum.
I've never seen sort of like a drum kit go with steel drums before.
Yeah.
Is that a new thing or something?
No, it depends on the setup and depends how the bands do it. I mean, we normally stay completely acoustic, so we have drum kits with ours. Some people tend to have a backing track mm-hmm. played on a CD and they play over it.
Okay.
But we prefer the old traditional of just having a drum kit and have the steel drums.
Okay, all right. So do you want to just sort of play us something? And I'll probably have a... You're going to give me a lesson on how to play a couple of things,
yeah? So what I'll do, I'll just play three simple chords.
Okay.
Three simple chords, and I'm going to get you to play these. So the rhythm we'll be doing is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
So it's one on its own, two and threes together, four and fives together. So that's the rhythm we'll be doing. It says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Okay. That'll be your first chord.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have to tune these up at all?
Yes, these have to be tuned. I don't tune them, but you have pan specialists who will come in and tune them. And it depends. You look at some of the steel pans here. This one has the most notes, right down to the basses, which only have three notes in them. So it all depends on the instrument you play, but they all have to be tuned.
Do you have to just tune it once, or...?
It depends on the bands. We tune ours every year, so every 12 months we get ours tuned. Some bands get them tuned more often, some less.
The weather, it's miserable weather at the moment. Does the weather make any difference at all?
The weather does affect them. So if you can see in here, some water got into it, so it's starting to... they can rust if you don't look after them. So any water that gets into them, they'll start to rust and turn. We have to keep them out of water as much as we can. Heat can affect them as well, being metal. So we try and avoid having that direct sunlight as well. So it's quite a lot involved to keep them in top condition.
Okay, all right.
Another try?
Yeah, let's have a go.
Yeah.
So,
I've got some spare sticks here.
Okay, so it's these two here, was it? Yeah,
so remember, so it's 1, 2, 3.
So, do you have to hit it quite hard or just light
let
touch?
Let it bounce off.
Yeah, so. Oh, okay,
there
it makes a good sound, doesn't
it? Let it bounce off.
So it's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep, and then you go down to the next one.
Okay, so it's these two here,
second chord, yeah?
Okay, and
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So try putting those together.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3. Okay,
yeah.
That's a good tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never done this before.
Oh, okay, you did really well. So this is your third chord. Same rhythm.
Now that's a bit harder, that one. Let's just get that to go. It's just... But it's a bigger shape, I suppose.
Yeah, it's the angle as well on the pan.
Okay.
Yeah, so another thing you have to do as well with the sticks, don't hold them too tight. If you hold them too tight, you get a flat sound. You just hold them slightly loose, and then let it bounce and it rings.
Okay. All right, so it's. Do it like that?
Oh, so keep it in, but have a grip, but not too tight.
Okay, so it's.
There we go.
Okay, all right.
So all together is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. And then stay there again.
Right, okay, so we've got... Okay.
There
all right.
We go. Yeah.
You can join the band now, Alan. That sounds wonderful.
What do you do on Thursdays?
Oh, that's fantastic. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it gets addictive really well, and it's just nice. It's nice.
Okay.
It's really, really good fun.
Can we just move to that drum over there?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Slightly different, that one.
Notice you've got different notes as well.
The actual notes printed actually on the air as well.
So these ones are called double seconds. So these ones can play the melody, like the tenor pan that we've just been on.
Yeah.
But these ones mostly play the backing music.
Right.
So these ones tend to play just the background music, so the chords and stuff.
So this is more of the bass, I suppose, is it?
Yeah, this is just the backing sound. So if you think of any song, you have the person singing on the mic and the person on the guitar or on the piano. That's this back.
Right, okay.
That plays. So the same thing as well here, we can do the exact same note, so we can just use it as a chord, so we can just...
So there you're playing both drums at the same time then? Okay.
Yes, so you play both drums, so one person stands in the middle, plays both drums.
Okay.
Do you want to try on this one?
Right, yeah.
Same thing, so here...
Looks a bit more complex, isn't it?
Gotta do this one.
Oh, I'll do this
notes,
one.
Different
right,
notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, same sort of rhythm again, is it?
Yep.
So, one.
Yeah. And then we'll stretch. We'll do the D and the B.
Okay.
So we're stretching on this one.
D and the B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Excellent. Yep. And then the third one's a C and the F.
Okay.
Put it all together, let's see how you sound.
Where to start?
Yeah.
Those two, and then it was D and the B.
That's the one,
And then what's the next one?
C and F.
C and F.
Yeah,
okay, so we've got...
Check him out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no.
Good.
That's excellent. Right.
So it gives a different sound. So it's lower in terms of pitch.
We
have the high pitch sound from the tenor, and as we go along through the range of the steel pans, it goes lower.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I was going to say, do you need to know music, be able to read music or anything?
No. So what
help?
We do, some bands have them where they have the notation in front of them and they read up. But what we do with our band, we teach them to retain everything that they learn. So our band, so every song we call out a song, they'll just know what song to play, what notes to play, the rhythm, the time and everything. So we tend to just teach them from the beginning. So if we take people from sort of day one, all we do is just teach them. They don't have to have any musical experience, any prior experience, and we just bring them in from day one and just teach them how to play the pianos.
Well,
we give them
good.
All the knowledge and stuff that they need in terms of rhythm,
so before everybody
and coordination.
Excellent, thank you very much. Just repeat what band you are and where you're from.
Yeah, so we're Pandemic Steel Orchestra and we're from Croydon, South London.
Okay,
yeah,
excellent. You've done well. Thank you very much.